fast, powerful, violent, sudden team. These guys really are world-class athletes. And world-class athletes, they just have a sense about them. They can feel when they're doing something that's truly helping them.
Confidence comes through strength. What happens in this weight room, have you seen it being taken to Sunday from guys?
What really matters when you see them put a foot in the ground and they change directions extremely quickly and explosively, that's when you know it's had an effect.
Go get it! Turn and run! We're good!
Mark Trestman practices a bit differently than some of the old guard guys have been used to. So how have you bridged the gap to what you do in this room to just across that window over there to the practice field?
The way we practice is short and condensed and it's very intense. And as an athlete gets older, their best gains are driven by intensity, not volume.
Hey, better.
You gotta be violent with that thing. You gotta be as aggressive as all get. Then that carries over to the grass. That plays into this room easily.
Playing the game on your feet and then doing the same thing in the weight room. It sounds simple, but the thinking behind it is what?
If you lay down and you bench press all day long, you'll be real good at laying down and pressing. Unfortunately, you don't ever want them laying down out there. When you put a foot in the ground, you want to make something change. Either you want to make that guy change, or you want to change your direction, or you want to make somebody miss. That is power. You've got to train on your feet in order to do just that.
So the types of lifts, what are we talking about here?
We're an Olympic-based program, so that means we do power cleans, power snatches mainly. We'll do some squat push presses. We also squat. Over 80% of everything we do, we do standing up.
One of your prized pupils is Roberto Garza. Is he a guy that exemplifies exactly what you're looking for and really honoring the weight room?
Regardless of an injury or no matter what, he's found a way to train and to push himself.
When you're doing power clean, snatches, barbell, dumbbells, just mixing in different explosive movements, it's going to crash into the field.
Just the other day, he pulled 382 pounds and power cleaned it. That's the bare record, at least it is for now. And I've told him you better set it higher because my goal is to get some guys to break it.
You can move that weight, hopefully it'll help you block a 300 and whatever pound nose guard.
The fridge, I remember years ago, did 370. Trace Armstrong and Steve McMichael and Richie Dent all did 363. But 382, Thompson.
Getting to work in the room that adorns the name of Clyde Emmerich, the man we call legend.
It's humbling to me. The grandfather, the man who started strength and conditioning in the NFL in a lot of respects.
His doorbell is hearing the weights fall on the platforms and he comes running down the stairs, so.
Mike Clark is doing a superb job. He's got the background of both powerlifting and Olympic lifting. Favors Olympic lifting again because of the speed involved, and that's the factor that we want to bring to the field.
Do you have a philosophy as a strength and conditioning coordinator?
When I started coaching, a very wise man told me that if you're in it for any other purpose than to develop the men or women you're training and coaching, you're in it for the wrong reasons. And he wasn't just talking about training muscles. He was talking about training them as a whole person.